Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning parak Hey Mishnah Beis and parak Hey Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah here in parak Hey Mishnah Beis is going to continue discussing the place where the Kohen Gadol put down the shovel of coals and where he burned the Ketores. Says the Mishnah, Misha Nita LaAaron, after the Aaron was taken by the Babylonians who destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, Evan Hoysa Shami Mos Nevi'im Rishonim, all that was left there was a stone which had been discovered before the Beis HaMikdash was even built, during the earliest of the Nevi'im, meaning David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi, Ushasiya Haisa Nikres, and it was called the Evan Shasiya, which means like the foundational stone, because it was the foundation of the entire world, that Hashem created the Evan Shasiya, and then attached little clouds of earth to it from every single side until the world was formed. This is based on what Rashi writes on Daf Nun Dalet of Maseches Yoma. Says the Mishnah, Givoha min ha'aretz shalosh etzbos, it protruded 3 finger breadths above the ground, ve'aleh hoya nosin, and upon it the Kohen Gadol would place the shovel of coals, and he burned the ketores. Continuing with Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel. Now, in the meantime, while the Kohen Gadol was involved with the Ketores, a Kohen was standing in the Azara, as we discussed previously, stirring the blood of the bull so that it would not congeal. After the Kohen Gadol finished the Avoda of the Ketores and made his Tefillah, as we discussed in Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph, he would leave the Heichal and he would continue dealing with this bull. Says the Mishnah, Natal es hadam mishahay mimaris, but he would take the blood of the bull from the one who was stirring it and returned to the Heichal. Nichnas lamakom shenichnas ve'amar b'makom she'amar. He entered the place that he had entered before, meaning the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he stood in the place that he had stood before, meaning between the two poles of the Aron. Ve'hiza mimenu achas lamal v'sheva lamata. And he sprinkled some of the blood once upward and 7 times downward in the direction of the Aron. However, he did not aim to sprinkle on the upper part of the ark or its lower part, meaning he did not throw the blood so far that it actually reached the cover of the ark. Ella kimatzlif. Instead, he would basically throw the blood onto the floor, the first sprinkling onto the spot far from himself, and the next 7 sprinklings progressively closer to himself, like one who's whipping a person, starting from the top of his back and working progressively downwards. V'kach hayamonen, he would count the sprinkling as follows. Achas, right, when he made the one upward sprinkling, he said 1. Achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chameis, achas v'sheish, achas v'sheva. Then when he would make these 7 downward sprinklings, he would say 1 and 1, 1 and 2, 1 and 3, 1 and 4, 1 and 5, 1 and 6, and 1 and 7. As the Bartanura points out, when counting each of the 7 downward sprinklings, he would say 1 before the appropriate number. This was done for the following reason. The Kohen Gadol was not supposed to count all the 8 sprinklings together, 1 through 8. Rather, after counting the 1 upward sprinkling, he started a new count for the 7 downward sprinklings. This could lead to confusion, however. After counting the 1st upward sprinkle as 1, he would mistakenly count the 1st downward sprinkling as 2, the 2nd as 3, and so on until he counts the 6th as 7. He might therefore leave out the last downward sprinkling, and therefore, in order to avoid this, he said 1, referring to the single upward sprinkling, before each time he counted a downward sprinkling in order to remind himself that he had to do 7 additional sprinklings besides the 1 that he did at first, which was upward. Finishing off the Mishnah, Yotza v'yinichu al-kan ha-zohav shebeheichal, and after he completed the sprinklings, he went out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he put the kli that contained the blood on a golden stand in the Heichal. Quick review, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis taught us exactly where the Kohen Gadol would put down the shovel of coal and then burn the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was on the Evan Shasiyah, the special foundational stone that the world was created from. That was there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis brought us back to the Azara, where there was the where the Kohen was stirring the blood of the par of the bull that he had previously slaughtered. And the Mishnah described that we would take the blood of the bull from the person who was stirring it. He entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim once again. He stood there in the Ar in the same place as he was previously, and he sprinkled some of the blood once up, once upward, and seven times downward on the in the direction of the Aron. And the Mishnah describes that how he would count, and this is something that's repeated numerous times in the Avodah section on the of the Musaf on Yom Kippur. As we describe the service of the Beis Hamikdash, he would say Achas, meaning that was one sprinkling up, and then Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim, Achas V'Shalosh, and so on and so forth until he got to Achas V'Sheva, the one time that he did upward, and the seven times of sprinkling that he did downward. And then the Mishnah said that after he completed all the sprinklings, he went out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he put the clear that contained the blood on the golden stand in the Heichal. Have a great day.